Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks. And we have an early show today, and that's pretty cool because I'm very excited to talk to our guests today. We've got a we're continuing our the last 2 weeks we've had all film guests, and that's pretty cool because as the listeners know and whatnot, I'm a big film fan. Today we have from the movie E-Demon, it's a supernatural horror slash drama thriller, Miss Julia Kelly. Or Mrs. I don't know. Julia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Now, Julia, this was an interesting movie. I watched this the other night with my girlfriend Danny, and very, very cool movie, I thought. A lot of suspense in this. Were you approached to do this? Did you do it through a casting director? How did you get involved with E-Demon?
Yeah, I auditioned for it. There was a casting director, and we did a pretty extensive auditioning process, actually. Jeremy, the director, I think had maybe four rounds of auditions. So we did the first big one, and he had called in quite a few people to do that. And then he did what's called a callback, which is the second audition, where he... Mm-hmm. You know, calls back fewer people. And I think he did four in total, which is more than I've typically done for a film or for TV. And by the end, it was probably just a couple of people called in for each role. But the cool thing is that he had people auditioning with, like kind of doing scenes with other actors that had been called in. So he had me doing scenes with, there's a character named AJ that I interact with a lot. So like a couple different guys that were called in for AJ, I did scenes with. So it was kind of like a chemistry test among the actors to see how different actors related with each other. And because in the film, it's a group of four people who are supposed to have been friends for the last, you know, 8 or 10 years or something like that. So he wanted actors, the combination of actors to be a group of people that felt, you know, like they had those relationships. So that was a really cool part of the audition process.
Very smart. Very smart. We have him on the show tomorrow night. I'm going to pick his brain. I mean, you're really killing a few birds with a stone. That's brilliant. Yeah, I love efficiency.
Yeah. He's great. You're going to have a fun interview with him. He's done a really amazing job with this film from beginning to now, releasing it into the world.
Well, it's interesting, you know, and it's using a newer technique, I should say, the next level of found footage, almost, you know, where the whole film's from computer images, because these friends interact with a video chat system, and and then I think that's brilliant. I love seeing new innovative stuff. I know some of my horror friends, you know, they're like, wow, you know, it's like anything, you know, but I just like the new, you know, I like seeing new things because that's how we
admit,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's some like familiar horror tropes in a new, told in a new way through this video chat format. So I feel like people that are kind of lovers of just like your classic horror film structure can still find stuff in it they would love in terms of, you know, I mean, it's about a demon possessing people, and that's a story
right.
that we've heard before, but it's told in a pretty innovative, cool new way through this webcam, all of us having webcams. So I think that the fans of the old and the fans of the new will find something they like in this.
Absolutely. It was interesting. I, like I said, me and my girl Danny watched it. And then I went in to do some stuff on, do some work on the computer, and my laptop froze. And I was thinking, you know, for a second, I'm like, oh no, this isn't good. let me ask you, do you interact on video chat with people in like your real life and whatnot?
Do I chat on video chat? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Like with
all
family
the time.
And friends and stuff. So
yeah,
after making this film, were you like, oh, I don't know. Well, no, because as long as somebody doesn't have the, I don't want to give things in the movie away, but as long as they don't, you know, have that box,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much to say without giving anything away, but, you know, once the box was sort of opened and the demon was released, then you, I think part of it is that you don't know who's possessed with this e-demon, because they behave like a normal person until they don't. You know, there's certainly some like odd behavior that comes up, but you could be speaking with your friend and not realize that they are possessed. So that's kind of the scary part, because you don't know who you can trust and who you can't trust, which comes up in many situations, and including a situation when I'm in the car with somebody. And well, that's all I'll say, but it's
right. We want
a
people
precarious
to
situation. Yes,
but
it's for the car scene.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This is very well acted. Now, you've been, I'm looking at your internet, your IMDb page, as they say in the biz, quote unquote. And you've got quite the resume and whatnot here, and not just in horror either. With this, I mean, of course, you're a professional actress. You know, this is what you do and whatnot. But is there something, do you enjoy making horror films? Or are you just, you like it all?
Well, I mean, I definitely like it all. And I think I did a short film a long time ago that was sort of horror-y, but this was the first feature-length, straight-up horror film that I've done. So I don't have a ton of experience within that genre, but I had a great time doing it. And I would definitely do a horror film again. I mean, it's an interesting challenge, I think, to make a horror film, because kind of like channeling into that fear is not something, and especially with the way that he shot it, which is like, we're not interacting with each other. The actors aren't interacting with each other. They're all, you know, isolated in their own apartments or homes or, you know, wherever each character was. So I interacted a little bit with the character that played my roommate, Fawn, in it. But beyond that, with the four main characters, we're all communicating through this webcam thing. So, you know, connecting with your fellow actors was an extra challenge, because you're not looking at the person. You're not, you know, hearing their words. Well, you're hearing them, but through an earpiece that we had set up. So there, someone is saying the other character's lines, but, you know, it's, they're in the other room, like crouched behind a bed kind of thing.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. you create, we promote, plug into the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
So you're just looking at a blank computer screen, which when you're seeing the film as the audience, it looks as though we're all looking at each other through the computer screen, but that wasn't what was happening at the moment. Jeremy crafted that in post-production. So that was certainly a challenge to feel like you're connected with your actors and in the moment and, you know, really sort of in the scenario, but you're talking to through an earpiece to a blank screen. That was a challenge I've not had before. Yeah.
It sounds, you know, I mean, that's acting, right? I saw an interview with Benedict Cumberbatch, I think, where he was talking about a similar experience working with CGI. You know, he's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you're acting to a ball on a stick or something. You know what I mean? It's but it just shows you're a good actor, you know?
Thank you.
You came through great in the film. And
thanks
I loved
so
it.
Much. Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely. So glad that you liked it. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's out now. People can watch this. It's on video on demand, I believe. It's on Amazon,
it is,
I think.
Yeah, it's on all the things. It's on iTunes and Amazon and, gosh, Jeremy will have the whole list of things for you. A bunch of, like, new platforms that I've never heard of before, like Vulu or something, or Crunch or something like that. But I know that it is available on iTunes and Amazon. Those are the ones that I know of. Watch it.
They start new ones every day. Like, you know what I mean? I said they start new ones every day, it seems like,
new
platforms. But it's great for, like, an actress like yourself, because that just means they need more content, you know, more work. So.
This is like really the age of content right now. There's so many different online platforms and television platforms. It's just, it's a good time to be an actor. It's a good time to be a filmmaker because you can, you know, it's not like 20 years ago when you needed a certain amount of money and a certain kind of camera to make a film. You can make a film right now with your iPhone in a way. So things are more accessible and things, there's all these different platforms that you can show your work. So it's an exciting time, I think, as long as the eating is a real thing and getting onto these different platforms. but we don't know, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. No, you. We were talking a little bit before we came on the show on the air. You're currently up in the city, New York City. Is that where you were raised, or what is the Kelly story?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice for part of the year there. It's not. I know you're in Florida, and it's our Februarys are pretty different. February in Minnesota is very, very cold, very gray, a little bleak. But the spring and the fall and summer in Minnesota are absolutely beautiful. It's my favorite place to be in the whole world during the summer. You may have heard Minnesota's a state of, what is it called? The land of 10,000 lakes. So there's literally lakes everywhere. And it's just like a clean, beautiful green state.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
With really nice people, I might add. And so I was in Minnesota. Yeah, I was in, they call it Midwest nice, I think. And I think it's sort of true. People from the Midwest, whenever you meet like a fellow Minnesota person, when you're not in Minnesota, there's just an immediate kind of like celebration and connection. You're like, oh, I'm from Minnesota. Hugs right away.
Nice.
Very friendly. And so I grew up there, and then I went to college in the East Coast in Connecticut. And right after college, I moved to New York. So I've been in New York for quite a while now, with a couple brief stints other places. I was in LA for about a year, I've been in Brooklyn in our newest apartment for about 6 months. We have a little baby.
Fantastic.
A little one-year-old baby named Felix, who's wonderful and just learned to walk. And
he's going to be on the stage before you know it.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't be surprised. He's kind of a little ham. He likes to make jokes and stuff. So
now your partner, are they in the business as well?
My husband is named Al, and he is in advertising.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's on the creative side of advertising, so he's there's overlap. I don't know whether it's the same business exactly, but it's he makes commercials, so we have a lot of overlap, I guess, in some of our experiences. And I audition for a lot of commercials. We're just on different sides of the table, in that audition process. Yeah. So.
Well, you're talking about your new apartment. I'm picturing the Don Draper from, I think, season 4 of Mad Men. That fantastic apartment they had.
I don't know why, but I have not. I only saw a few episodes of Mad Men in the first season, and
well,
I thought it was great.
You're married to one. That's
yes,
why.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm living that life. Hopefully, it's a little different.
Only the good parts. Only the good parts.
Yeah, exactly. What's her name? Don Draper's wife, Betty Draper.
Betty. Yeah, Betty Draper. Poor Betty
name?
Draper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yes, it didn't look like things were going in the right direction for them. From the little I saw.
I think it was the time line, or the time that they featured in that as well. I had a friend of mine. She's actually a friend of my girl Danny's, and she just discovered film noir and stuff, you know. And it's very exciting because she's, you know, always emailing me, hey, what's a good movie to watch, or what's a good show to watch, or blah blah blah. And she tried to watch Mad Men.
Yeah.
She's a young gal, and she's very, you know, and when this is great, she's very into the feminist movement and Me Too, and you know, and that's fantastic. Did not like Mad Men. She's like, oh my God, they treat these women terrible. I just can't believe. I'm like, sweetie, it was a totally, you're right. It was a different time. I'm not excusing that, but it wasn't a fun time. Wasn't all petticoats.
It was definitely a different time, and hopefully things are continuing to change for women, and also how women are represented on film and in real life. I think we're headed in the right direction, though.
Well, I think so, hopefully. Too. And you in this film, what I liked about this is, getting back to E-Demon, is you portrayed this. You're just a normal woman in this, you know what I mean? And sitting around, as my girl does, sitting around in her sweatshirt, you know, having fun on the computer, doing her thing. You know, some of these movies you'll see, and the person's, you know, oh, I'm just lounging around in my spike heels or whatever, and it's like, people don't do that. None of the people I know do, you know.
I definitely don't lounge around in, like, lingerie and heels. Usually
it's
in a sweatshirt.
It's portrayed that way, but not in this film.
Absolutely.
I think that's why I like this film. Two things that it resonates with, a truthiness that I really dig, is the actors and their job of acting, and also the computer glitches, the loading screens and whatnot. I can see where some people will go.
Great job with that.
Oh, that's annoying, but I think that's real. You know what I mean? I talk on Skype all the time. I'm not saying that they were using Skype. Don't send me letters, Skype. You can send me a check. I just had Skype like 4 times. I'm kidding. But yes, I do interviews and stuff on that all the time. And it, man, there are glitches. I would love it if it was like, you know, Star Trek or something and just worked brilliantly, but it doesn't.
He did a brilliant job. The post-production team did a really brilliant job with adding those technical elements to it, which was something I think that Jeremy had in his mind, sort of this like what the end result would be like. But when we were shooting the film, it was hard to imagine what that would look like. So it was exciting to see the layers that he added after, of the sort of like the glitchy aspect to the videos, to like the side chats that we would be having that would happen between characters, to like the internet searches that people would pull up, that might not make sense to the audience right now without seeing it, but there was, you know, a lot of elements that he added that we were doing on the computers that I think made it very real and just kind of cool.
I agree. Techie.
Yeah, so I have a lot of admiration for that, for the post-production team that put that together.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Did you hear the news? Metro PCS is now Metro by T-Mobile. Now you get new plans with unlimited high-speed data all month long, all on the T-Mobile network. Check out the new Metro by T-Mobile today and discover the smarter way to get unlimited. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. During congestion, the fraction of customers using greater than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video streams at 480p. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
I wouldn't have a clue how to do that stuff.
Well, you know, your job is the acting part. That's the thespian part.
Yeah,
you know, it's
a good thing that I'm not doing that. I'm where I am.
Well, that's fantastic. Did you always know you were going to get into acting when you were a little girl? Were you, taking dance classes and all that kind of stuff?
I did take a couple acting classes, but I was, I kind of was all over the place, honestly.
I got you.
I was really into writing for a long time, and I still am really interested in writing and do a lot of writing. But I think that was the thing that I thought I would do professionally for a while. And then it sort of segued from writing into comedy. I was a performer at the Upright Citizens Brigade, which is a comedy theater in New York, for a long time.
Very cool.
And with that, at some point when I was kind of studying improv acting there, it sort of, I decided to kind of open that up and do all sorts of acting. So it's been a journey for sure. And,
well, that's
not the, yeah, thank
that's
you.
Cool, you know? A lot of people don't realize that comedy and especially stand-up and whatnot involves a lot of, like, all my comedian friends, man, they have just files and files and files of you know, stuff. You know, maybe
like
just
writing
ideas
in preparation, or
exactly.
Yeah. No, yeah, I haven't actually done stand-up specifically, but I've done sketch and improv and written my own stuff, and it's the writing. I mean, gosh, I think writing and acting is a lot of work, both of them, but the writers specifically put in a lot of hours. And I can't imagine how work intensive, labor intensive the stand up is, because there's, I think, so much stand up is sort of like observational comedy. So it's like, I feel like stand ups just constantly have their notepad with them throughout the day, and they're, you know, they're just studying for their set all the time and adding to it.
Absolutely.
And tweaking it, and you can kind of, you sort of like can spot a stand up on the subway, you know, they're thinking about they're seeing something and they're thinking about how that's going to be in their stand-up set.
Absolutely.
What their next
Absolutely.
Material is.
Oh my gosh. It reminds me, we went out to dinner the other night. We, in our neighborhood, there's an IHOP, you know, the International House of Pancakes, which I've
sure.
never seen in any other country except the U.S. I don't know how that stands for international, but anyway,
yeah,
we went with a couple we know, and we went to a hockey game with them, and then we all went to IHOP after, you know, exciting Saturday night my life's turned into. Anyhow.
That sounds so fun.
It was a good time, but it was weird. I tell you the interesting thing. Actually, I'm just to take the story in a totally different direction. The interesting thing, it was, we didn't know this, it was homecoming night, and the entire homecoming from our local high school crowd came into the IHOP, and they looked amazing. I was like,
oh my goodness,
these guys just step out of a Vogue magazine.
That's so fun. What
I've
a fun celebration.
IHOP. So fabulous. Yes, it was.
What a glam IHOP night.
I'm telling you, it was amazing. It was interesting because me and Danny really didn't know how to act at first, because one of our little date nights that we'll do occasionally, not all the time, but occasionally, and your stand-up observation reminded me of this, is we will go up to the IHOP if we're out at a movie or something afterwards. If it's a late night, we want to stop somewhere, you know, like you do. And we don't talk to each other. We just sit in the IHOP, eat our pancakes, and eavesdrop on all of the usually kind of slightly drunk conversations of the people around us.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
That's such a fun activity.
And then we get in the car, and then we talk about them, you know. Like, can you believe that girl's having an affair? You know, all this craziness.
That's such a fun thing to do. I love going to restaurants and just sitting and listening to other people, especially when you're at those tables that are really close to each other, and you, like, it's almost hard to not listen to their conversation. So at some point, you just maybe just give up on your own conversation and tune in next door to you.
That's what we were doing, and it was hard because we were both struggling to pay attention to Julie and Hannah, the couple we were with, and because they had no idea we did this, and so we're like, but we're trying to listen to all the homecoming kids, I guess, and they're not.
There must have been great conversation to overhear there, all the high school gossip.
Oh man.
Wow.
Oh, well, they all looked great, so, you know. It was like a New York
Kids
night out or something. So I know we were talking about E-Demon, and this is a great movie. It's out pre-Halloween, folks. It's a great movie to watch, you know, to get you in the spooky spirit and whatnot. I have to ask you, Julia, plans that you can talk about. I always have to say that to my thespian friends, because I know that sometimes you can't talk about upcoming projects. Do you have things in the shoot right now that you're working on?
You know what? There's I just finished up a couple theater things in New York City.
Oh, nice.
A couple plays that are over and done with at this point. And there is a short film that I'm going to be working on shortly that is more of a drama comedy, I guess I'd say. And I'm shooting that in a couple of weeks. And yeah, hopefully some exciting things in the new year.
Very cool. Well, I know, you know, that's got to be crazy because, you know, like you said, 1 year old baby on top of all of it.
Yeah.
Wow. And a new apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? We've had a busy last couple of years. We did a couple big moves from New York to LA and back to New York, and had a baby. And I wouldn't suggest moving so much with a 1 year old baby, but we're happy where we are now. So yeah, it's a lot, but you know, it's good. Oh, thank you.
Brooklyn's a place to be. You know, that's the cool place.
Yeah.
Hey, and I know you got, speaking of the baby, I know you have to get back to it and, you know, put on that mom hat again. And
thank you so much, Jamie. It was fun chatting with you.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see more. And you know this, Julia, keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it. Real good.
Oh, hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. All right.
Have a great day, Julia.
Thanks again for having me on. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Awesome. You too. And there you go, folks. That was Mrs. Julia Kelly from eDemon. We have a link on our show page, I should say, to the official eDemon movie website. It's the eDemonResistanceNetwork.com, www.eDemonResistanceNetwork.com. And also we have a link to their official Facebook page as well. If you are listening to the show in the future, once it's converted to a podcast, those links follow. I know we're on about 60 or 70 podcast platforms, the big one, Apple Podcasts. However you're listening to the show, if you click on, there'll be the links there. If you click on them, you can get right to that page and whatnot. And very, very cool. That's going to wrap it up for us today. Of course, this podcast will be converted and pushed out on all the various streaming platforms. Like I said, including Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show in the future on one of these streaming things like Apple Podcasts, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost you anything, and it really helps out me when I'm dealing with our advertisers and whatnot, and we're up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be, and everything's wonderful. So that's going to wrap it up for us today. I hope everybody has a fantastic Monday and start to their week. I am out of here. What do I have to do today? Oh, I've got to paint a couple more paintings and mow our big backyard. How about that? Exciting, exciting, exciting. Okay, we will be back tomorrow, as we mentioned. We're going to have the writer and director of eDemon on tomorrow. And it's Mr. Wetcher, Jeremy Wetcher. I believe I'm pronouncing his name right. Note to self, find out if that's the proper pronunciation. Anyhow. That's going to wrap it up for us today. Have a fantastic day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.